Kitchen. Craig in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Nigel Lithgow out as the longtime executive producer of American Idol. His feelings and his ego are really hurt, but he says he understands. Nigel says Idol made a huge mistake while under his watch. They tried to make the program younger. What? Burt Bacharach Night is Nigel's idea of going younger?
Number 4.
I don't know if Halle Berry was hoping to keep this a surprise or not, but her fiancé let the cat out of the bag. Olivier Martinez told People in Paris, "My son will be an American, but I remain French."
Number 3.
AEG being sued by Katherine Jackson and her grandchildren for the wrongful death of Michael Jackson. Now, during testimony yesterday, the head of AEG told the jury about meeting with Michael sometime around Halloween of 2008. He testified that Michael broke down in tears, saying he and his children were living like vagabonds with no place to call home, and he needed the money from the This Is It tour so he could afford to buy a house. Ultimately, Michael ended up renting a home, which is where he passed away.
Number 2.
If you are super excited about the new Superman movie, then don't read the reviews before you go. You need to keep that optimism going. But a lot of critics are less than thrilled with Man of Steel, saying it's the season's biggest disappointment.
Number 1.
And Miley Cyrus spent the day doing interviews promoting her new single, We Can't Stop. And she spent the night celebrating the release at Beecher's Madhouse in L.A. And who showed up to party with Miley? Justin Bieber, his full security team, and Lil Twist. Sources say Miley and Justin were dancing together, flirting like crazy. But when she was doing interviews, she told one radio show that rumors about her and Justin are not true because she is engaged. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.